In Genesis, the Spirit of God was breathed into Adam. Having God's Spirit in you was synonymous to having life. The first reading is a prophecy, and prophecy always works on two levels. Ezekiel is saying that the Lord will bring back Israel, those who were exiled to a foreign land. He is also speaking in a way that describes the Messiah's victory over death. Ezekiel says the Lord will have them rise from their graves, and after that, he will breathe his life into them through his Spirit. After this, they will live in peace. St. Paul tells the Romans that they cannot live in two different worlds, the world of the flesh and the world of the Spirit. We are beings made of flesh, but because of our shared baptism, we all have the grace and gift of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says that the Spirit we have is that same life-giving Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The Holy Spirit we have received in baptism brings new life to our hearts that were dead because of sin. In the gospel, Jesus raises his best friend from the dead. This miracle shows the two natures of Christ, his humanity and his divinity, working in harmony. We have been given the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit that was breathed into Adam to give him life. Jesus recreates the great moment of our creation when God put his Spirit into man by giving life back to Lazarus. Ezekiel's words, as I said, have a double meaning. He speaks about how the Lord God will bring back the exiled people, as well as how the Messiah will save his people. Paul speaks of the ability to live in two worlds, that of the Spirit and that of the flesh. Jesus gives life back to Lazarus in this world and also speaks about the eternal life that he can give us. We as Catholics should always live in the present moment, as well as keeping our minds fixed on the life to come. We give up certain things during Lent so that we can find some small earthly benefit now, but also doing so knowing that it will benefit us in heaven as we store up grace. We build up our heavenly inheritance forever by doing the works of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving now. We are to live in the world, but not be attached to the world. Our treasure and our home are in heaven, but so many of us get distracted by this earthly life. Every year during Lent, we try and refocus our hearts on heaven, knowing in this life that we can gain the whole world and lose our soul if we aren't careful. This world offers so many wonderful experiences. However, we cannot allow it to distract us from doing the Lord's will. Jesus says in the gospel that he is the resurrection and the life. He holds the power over life and death and can give life to those who are dead and preserve those living from ever tasting death. All we have to do is believe in him. The feast of Easter is coming. We thank the Lord for his plan of salvation, for his victory over death, and for his gift of eternal life through our shared baptism. If we find ourselves feeling like we are going through this life dead inside, we should ask Jesus to come breathe new life into us by his Holy Spirit. His Spirit raised Lazarus from the dead. It can also bring us out of the grave of our sin so that we experience life like we never have before. It was a miracle when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. It is no less of a miracle when he frees us from our sin in the sacrament of confession. He frees us from sin now so that we can live with him forever in heaven.